Give the invocation, please.
Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you bestowed on our community. We pray for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda, and we will pull D3 and move it to number nine.
I make a motion to approve the amended agenda.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Strada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of resolution 2020-23, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2019-2020 fiscal year budget. Ms. Austin.
Mayor, Council, thank you for allowing me to present the budget adjustment request for you this evening. We have two for the general fund. The first one is a $20,000 donation from Chevron. This donation is to purchase a canine. This canine will replace a canine that is needing to be retired at this time. And this is an all-in cost that includes the canine, the specialized training for the canine and the police officer, and any specialized fitted equipment. The second budget adjustment is for a grant. I didn't bring my paper with me, but it's a museum grant. And this grant will allow the museum to continue with their virtual tours. And these tours can be used for those that, you know, for whatever reason, can't come to the museum, don't want to come to the museum. And it can also be used for educators to use in their in-class and online curriculum. And I believe that was for $7,500. Yes, and I will stand for any questions.
Questions for Ms. Austin? I would like to thank Carrie Beard and Beverly Allen for all the work they did getting the donation for the canine. So.
Yes, Mayor, and I'd also like to add this should be the last budget adjustments for this fiscal year.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Strada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
City of Carlsbad Financials, April 2020. Ms. Austin.
Thank you, Mayor. This is for informational purposes only and does not require a vote. And being that I'm certain you had an opportunity to review the financials, I will only provide you an update. And this is for April 2020, which is the 10th accounting period of fiscal year 1920. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $99.7 million and an ending cash balance of $96.5 million. I'm pleased to report that the city's revenues of $109.9 million are $9.7 million favorable to the $102 million budget and 8% above target. The city's labor costs of $40.5 million are $2.5 million favorable to the $43.1 million budget and 5% below target. The city's operating costs of $46.9 million are $1.7 million favorable to the $48.7 million budget and 3% below target. The city's capital costs of $25.5 million are $20.6 million below the $46.1 million budget and 37% below target. This variance is primarily related to Fire Station 6 with a project balance of $1.1 million, multiple large and small street projects, including Church Street with an overall project balance of $8.3 million, multiple airport improvement projects with a balance of $1.3 million, Pate School remediation with a project balance of $563,000, the Cavern Theater remediation project with a balance of $2 million, and multiple water and sewer projects with an overall project balance of $8.3 million. Overall, the city has decreased cash balance $3.2 million from the previous fiscal year. This will conclude my summary unless there's any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Austin? I just want to say thank you to what a great job that you and the staff and the budget committee, they've done a great job keeping us in good financial shape. So we really appreciate all your hard work.
Yes, the budget committee's done a great job on not only this current year's budget, but next fiscal year's budget.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Mayor, before we move on, I'd like to say I forgot to call for the vote for Mr. Rodriguez on the budget item. So I apologize. I accidentally left off Mr. Rodriguez on his vote. So thank you.
Okay. Number four, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss D4.
Mayor, members of the council, D4 is a request to approve an agreement between the City of Carlsbad and the Department of Justice for a COVID-19 supplemental funding in the amount of $36,914. There is no match required for this funding. This funds will cover OT, travel and training, and equipment for anything related to the response to COVID-19 situations.
Questions or comments for Mr. Lowe?
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number five, consider approval of ordinance 2020-12, an ordinance repealing and replacing Article 4, Section 48 through 76 through 48 through 100 of the Code of Ordinances, City of Carlsbad, New Mexico, regarding lodgers' tax monies, A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance. And we'll now convene as a public hearing, and Ms. Austin.
Thank you, Mayor. As you explain, Ordinance 2020-12 is an ordinance that repeals and replaces the city's current lodgers tax ordinance. As you're aware, during the last legislature, there were certain changes to the state statute relating to lodgers tax, and I will just summarize those for you. One of the primary changes is there's an update to the definition of taxable premise. And this is to mean a hotel, motel, or other premises used for lodging that is not a Vendee's household or primary residence. What this definition does, it just sort of cleans up some old terminology in our previous state statute and ordinance. The next one is, the next change is that we're adding a definition for temporary lodging. And temporary lodging is to mean lodgings for the purpose of housing a Vendee within the proximity of the Vendee's employment or job location. Third, there's an exemption for stays beyond 30 days. And this exemption is eliminated as long as the renter is staying in the taxable premises for temporary lodging, which was the definition that was added previous to that adjustment. And then finally, the state statute says that a municipality or county ordinance must specify how the funding will be used. So in our ordinance, we specified that the funding would be used basically in how it's approved in the budget. That could be an interim budget, final budget, or by budget adjustment. And luckily, again, recognizing our budget committee, they had the foresight to add a fund for collecting these funds. And once we sort of figure out what level this funding will be in, we'll go back and make budget adjustments for either projects or other municipal services. The next step would be educating our community on this, and this is something that me and Mr. Lowe have been working with John Heaton on doing, so we're very excited to get this ordinance passed.
Yeah.
And I will stand for any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Austin?
I'd like to make a comment, Mayor. I just want to thank you for working so hard for 2 years on this, and I know there were a lot of really late nights and a lot of banging your head against the wall trying to get this done. So really good job, you and so many others. But thank you for kind of leading the charge.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was just an outstanding job, and we really appreciate all the work that you put into it.
It was a team effort.
And I know that we have
you.
Other councilmen there that were involved in it, too. Councilman Rodriguez, did you have anything that you wanted to add to that?
I just think this is something that we need to do, something that we need to be able to generate a little bit more money for the city to help with the maintenance of our infrastructure, and I think this is a good venue, a good way for us to do that, and be able to utilize the oil industry, the oil and gas industry, and all the expansion, the nuclear industry that's coming in soon for the elevator shaft as well, and the temporary housing who do use up our facilities, and this will help offset some of those costs for the city and the citizens of Carlsbad.
Anyone else? Thank you, Ms. Austin.
Thank you.
I'll move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. Second. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
I skipped ahead of myself here. We were in a public.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Let's hold off.
Okay.
We will. I need to ask if anyone is going to speak for the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that wants to speak against the ordinance? If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance. Would you make your motion one more time?
Yes, sir. I will move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote again.
Thank you, Mayor. Ms. Waters.
Sorry about that.
Ms.
Yes.
Waters? Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of ordinance 2020-13, an ordinance rezoning part of C2 Commercial 2 District to C1 Commercial 1 District for an approximately 0.50-acre property located at 212 South Alameda Street. Applicant Dave Morgan. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance. And we'll now convene as a public hearing, and Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this item is a request to change the zoning on the subject property from C2 Commercial 2 District to C1 Commercial 1 District. This property is three lots located on the corner of Alameda and Green Street. Currently, on the properties are apartments and then one empty lot there that's right on the corner. When you look at the surrounding zoning, the properties to the north, south, and west are currently zoned C2 Commercial 2 District. The properties to the east are zoned C1 Commercial 1 District, so this change would not create a spot zone. The applicant has expressed a desire to locate bed and breakfast type lodging on the property. C1 zoning would fit that desire. The applicant brought this item before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the May 4th, 2020 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. That body considered the item and voted 4 in favor to recommend approval and 1 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Anyone want to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Mr. Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council. I am Dave Morgan, the owner of that property, and this is part of a short-term plan to turn the property into a full-service bed and breakfast, and I'm just here to answer any questions you may have about it.
Question for Mr. Morgan?
I have one. Are these apartments now? I apologize if I asked a stupid question. Are these apartments now or no?
Yes, they are apartments.
They are apartments now? Okay. I was just curious. I was trying to get my bearings. I did not drive by today. I just looked at the map, so.
Yeah, they're kind of hidden there on the corner.
Yeah.
They're actually a historic building. They were built in, haven't really determined exactly when, but the former owner told me in 1919.
Wow.
Further questions for Mr. Morgan? Thank you, Mr. Morgan.
Thank you.
Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as a City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, I'd make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Do you need to make a phone call, sir? I'll read it while you're... Number 7, consider approval of Ordinance 2020-14, an ordinance rezoning part of R1 Residential 1 District to C2 Commercial 2 District for an approximately 2.75-acre property located at 208 West San Jose Boulevard, applicant Crafton Communications Incorporated. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance, and we'll now convene as a public hearing. And Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning for the subject property from R1 Residential 1 District to C2 Commercial 2 District. The applicant wishes to locate a communications tower on this property. To do so, he would need to change this zoning to C2 Commercial and get a conditional use permit. The applicant has been through the planning department as far as the conditional use permit and the desire to locate the communications tower. They have had that approved conditionally based on the outcome of the zone change. When you look at the map provided, you'll see that the properties to the south are currently zoned R1 Residential 1. The properties to the east are zoned Residential 2 District. The properties to the west and north are C2 Commercial 2 District that abut National Parks Highway. This zone change would not create a spot zone. The applicant brought this request before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the May 4th regular meeting. The commission considered this item and recommended approval with a vote of 4 in favor of approval, none against, and 1 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson.
Mayor,
thank you, Mr. Go ahead.
The conditioning permit, does it state it's only good for a tower? They can't put any structures there? Commercial structures?
The conditional use permit states that they would be allowed to erect the tower on the property. It doesn't limit the property to only the tower. So as with all zone changes, the remainder of the property that would be outside the fall radius of the tower, they would be able to develop according to what C2 Commercial 2 allows. They have not stated that that would be their desire to the planning department. But no, it doesn't limit them to just the tower.
Further question for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? for the ordinance.
Mr. Henderson, if you have anything to say, you're on the air, so.
Okay. I didn't need to add much to what the staff has already provided you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. I just wanted to be available if you had any questions. We're proud of this system. It's going to serve the south half of Carlsbad very well. We're absolutely certain. And so with that, that's about it.
Questions for Mr. Henderson?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Henderson.
Thank you.
Is there anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we will now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter? Mr. Strada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Henderson, you're approved.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Number 8, consider approval of Ordinance 2020-15, an ordinance rezoning part of RR Rural Residential District to I Industrial District for an approximately 14.08-acre property located at 1400 San Jose Boulevard. Applicant Melissa Acosta. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance. And we'll now convene as a public hearing. And again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this item is a request to change the zoning at the subject property from RR Rural Residential District to I Industrial District. The property is located at 1400 San Jose Boulevard. The property is approximately 14.08 acres in size. Point of clarification on this item, the original request brought before the Planning and Zoning Commission was for this property and three additional properties down in Dark Canyon. At the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting on May 4th, the applicant changed their request to just this property outlined in your map at 1400 San Jose Boulevard. When you look at the map, the properties to the south are zoned Rural Residential RR and R2 Residential 2 District. The properties to the north are zoned R2 Residential 2 District. And the properties to the east are zoned C2 Commercial 2 and R1 Residential 1. This zone change would create a spot zone. However, it would conform to the industrial usage taking place on the property currently. The applicant does have a conditional use permit to operate the business there as such, but they wish to change the zoning to industrial to move forward with development on the property. The applicant brought this request before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the May 4th, 2020 regular meeting. That commission considered this item and the change indicated by the applicant and recommended denial with a vote of 4 in favor of denial, none against, and 1 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. And is Ms. Acosta here? Apparently not. Okay, thank you. Is there anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, is there anyone here that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, I have a question.
Councilor?
Yes.
Mr. Patterson?
It shows on here that you requested a denial as well.
Yes, sir.
Why?
The surrounding properties in that area, I don't think that industrial zoning would be a good fit even though there is a trucking company that operates there currently, the conditional use permit limits them to that property and that use only. Changing it to industrial opens it up for heavier industrial usage, as you can see on the map and your knowledge of the community. There's a lot of residential in that area, plus a city park that's well attended. And then based on feedback we received from the community that asked questions about the action that weren't in favor, the planning department and city staff, I think, largely recommended denial.
Thank you. May I ask another question, Mayor?
Councilor.
Our legal department requested a denial as well. May I ask why?
I concurred with the planning department's reasoning. Primarily, this would be an industrial zone in the middle of a primarily residential and undeveloped area. There is commercial, that's La Tienda off to the east side of it, but that's commercial, not industrial. There isn't any industrial in that general area. We had received a lot of feedback, and I believe if you look at the minutes from the planning and zoning meeting, you'll see that a number of the residents attended. They were against this change. I also was concerned about what sort of traffic would be generated in that area, knowing that it is a congested area. There is not a traffic light up there, and that there's been a problem, you know, as far as traffic, heavy traffic in that area. Coming and going from it would probably be down San Jose. That, again, takes you back into a heavily residential area. I also had some concerns, as Mr. Patterson has expressed. Right now, although this is an industrial use, it is under a conditional use permit. It is the only use that is allowed. That is the only industrial use that's allowed there. If it got rezoned as industrial, then any use that is allowed under industrial would be allowed at that property. And that kind of opened it up to a wide variety of uses that I thought might not be compatible with the surrounding uses.
Thank you.
Further questions from the council?
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion of denial.
Well, second. Let me get.
Second or two. Good.
We're not quite ready for that yet. But is there anyone else that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, is there anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider the ordinance. Now.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion of denial.
We have a motion to deny.
Second.
And we have a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
How do I vote on this? I agree with them. Is that a yes or a no? Yes. Okay.
The motion is to deny.
Okay.
So it's a yes vote is with
gotcha.
The motion.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Strada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
The motion is denied. Number 9. Consider approval of agreement between the City of Carlsbad, City of Artesia, and Eddy County for public and government affairs services. Mr. Shirley?
I just had a couple of comments,
okay.
If I may. So this is something that was a new idea for us last year, and basically we did a half a year or some change there. I think all in all it went pretty well. A couple of things I'd like to see moving forward is a little bit better reporting. I know that that our representative came in and gave us a report after the legislative session. The time after the legislative session until now, we haven't had good reporting on, mm-hmm. on what he's done. And so that's something that that I also called and spoke to County Manager Mr. Davis mm-hmm. about as well and asked for that. I think that's just all a part of learning. You know, and growing in this position. So that's one thing I would like to ask for. Other than that, I'm excited about moving forward with it. So
you have something you wanted to say before we...
Yeah, well, I just, you know, Ada County has presented the renewal offer to the city of Carlsbad at the same parameters that we're currently operating, and you can see the breakdown of funding there. Artesia at 12.5% of the salary, the city of Carlsbad at 37.5%, then Ada County would pick up the rest. I know that Mr. Fanning is working with the city of Carlsbad regarding the upcoming special session June 18th and what the parameters of that special session will be, visitors, no visitors, and try to get in touch with them and communicate the needs and wishes. I know the city of Carlsbad has a meeting scheduled with Mr. Fanning on Thursday to start those discussions before the special session, so.
And thank you for that, and I completely agree with you. Anyone else? Not, is that in the form of a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
That will move us to council committee reports. Any councilor have any updates they want to bring? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number 11, Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn.
I second.
Can we get a second? We got a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
We're adjourned.